Well, I was getting to it, but yes, we definitely had a strange noise in the night. Very strange. It must have been close to dark, see? And we'd gone to roost, and the chicken house had got real quiet and still.
All right, go on.
And you see them two little roosters over there?
I looked to the right and saw them. I memorized their conformation. Actually, they looked like every other young rooster I'd ever seen. Two wings, two legs, 2 feet, a lot of feathers, and a stupid expression. Yeah, I see them. Go on.
Them's the laziest two boys that ever walked on this earth. And you know what else? They're my boys. Now, how do you explain something like that?
I was having a little trouble tying all this together. What do the boys have to do with the strange noise?
I'm a-getting there. I remember waking up from a light sleep and saying to Elsa, "Elsa, did you hear a strange noise?" And Elsa, she said she'd describe it as a peculiar noise, not strange. So we agreed, me and Elsa, that it was somewhere between strange and peculiar.
Very good. Now you've got to concentrate. Do you have any idea what might have caused that peculiar noise? Again, he looked around to see if anybody was listening, and then he leaned forward.
I've got a darn good idea, but first, I need to know if you're the kind that's going to blab this all over the ranch.
I didn't become head of ranch security by blabbing.
Okay, I just wanted to hear you say that before I gave you any more information.
Go on, JT. It's safe with me.
Okay, I'll have to trust you. It was them two boys of mine. They'd been out playing around, see? And thought they could sneak back in while the old man was asleep.